This is Dr. Ali dictating history. Physical patient name Hill, H-I-L-L, Jimmy, J-I-M-M-I-E, Hill, Jimmy, L. Date of birth. Date of service, 10-12-2023. Place, Meadow Park Nursing and Rehab Center. This is a patient is readmitted, and a history and physical done by me, covering for Dr. Ahmed, AHMED. History of present illness, this is a 75-year-old gentleman with a known history of hypertension, prostatic hypertrophy, vascular dementia, diabetes, and renal disease and hemodialysis, CVA, and prostate cancer. He was sent to the emergency room because of failure to thrive and uncontrolled hypertension. Patient himself couldn't give much history and spoke to the patient, Dr. Marlene, and patient blood pressure was reported to be 205 over 137. Patient was evaluated in the emergency room. Head CT was done. In the emergency room showed no acute intracranial hemorrhage or mass. Patient, however, was found to have elevated troponin concerning. But patient was started on heparin drip, subsequently was discontinued. Patient was managed in the hospital, blood pressure medication adjusted. He was maintained on hemodialysis as per family wish. Patient was treated for non-STEMI, no evidence of significant ischemia in the EKG. After stabilization, patient was transferred back to the subacute nursing home at Meadow Park. When I saw the patient today, he's lying on the bed. He's awake, answered to the question, but he's forgetful and disoriented. He does not give any detailed history. He's feeling weak and tired, but no shortness of breath reported, no nausea, vomiting reported. Past medical history, number one, end-stage renal disease and hemodialysis, next-line dementia, next-line CVA, next-line hypertension, next-line peripheral arterial disease. History of failure to thrive. Through our system, no headache, no dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, no congestion, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, no pain, no edema, dental urinary, no hematuria, neuro, awake, forgetful, disoriented, but no syncope. Medications upon discharge from the hospital. Cilostazole, CILOSTAZOL, 100 mg, BID, gabapentin, 100 mg, BID, PRN, nitroglycerin, 0.4 mg, sublingual, PRN for chest pain, not more than 3 tablets at a time, should be given Q5 minutes if needed, amlodipine, 10 mg daily. Sinacilat, CINACALECET, 60 milligram daily. On Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Plavix, 75 milligram daily. Vitamin B12, 100 mcg daily. Ferrous sulfate, 25 milligram daily. Hydralazine, 50 milligram, 3 times a day. Labetalol, 100 milligram BID. Mirtazapine, 15 milligram at bedtime. Nefrovide, 1 tablet daily. B complex tablet daily. Senacart 8.6 milligram at bedtime as needed. PRN for constipation. Renvela, RENVELA, 800 milligram POTID with each meal. Atorvastatin 20 milligram daily. Migase 40 milligram daily. These are the medication upon discharge. Allergies none known. Social history no smoking, no alcohol, no drug. Family C patient couldn't tell. Review of system, as I mentioned above. Physical exam, patient is awake. He's alert but forgetful and disoriented. Oriented time 1, blood pressure is 143 over 70, pulse 84, temperature 98.1 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 97%. Head edema, anomalous eyes and ectaric, neck supple, no JVD, chest non-tender, lungs. No wheezing, no rare, heart stiffness 2, abdomen is soft, not in the bottom of positive, extremities, no edema. Neuro is awake, forgetful, disoriented. General exam, patient is cachectic, look malnourished. Assessment number 1. Uncontrolled hypertension, next line. Non-STEMI status was recent hospitalization, next line. Generalized weakness, next line. Failure to thrive, next line. History of diabetes mellitus, next line. Dementia, next line. Previous CVA, next line. Peripheral vascular disease. And dementia, as I mentioned above. Plan of care at this point will continue all the current medications. Next line, cord status, I have discussed with the patient doctor in detail. And patient doctor, she want him to be DNR, DNI. But CPAP, BiPAP, if needed, yes. I have signed the new most form. Capital M, capital O, capital L, capital S, most form. Patient is DNR, DNI. BiPAP, CPAP is okay. Transfer to the hospital for hospital need treatment. IV fluid temporary only for 2 days if needed. Antibiotic, yes. Blood transfusion, yes. Hemodialysis, yes. G2 feeding, no. Care plan was also discussed with the social worker and the nursing staff, and the most form signed by me and placed in the chart. Detailed discussion with the patient doctor, all her questions were answered. Thank you.